Hey everybody, how's it going? Hope you're having a lovely day. Welcome to today's episode of How You're Getting Fucked If You Live in Oklahoma. I'm your host, Lewis Rossman. You may have watched me go to different legislative hearings here where you have this 90-second or 3-minute or 5-minute timer for how long you can speak, and some city council meetings that I've done, just like the one in Taylor recently, where you'll hear people speak, there'll be a timer, and sometimes people that really want to get their thought out will speak for a few seconds or maybe just get the end of their sentence out after the timer is over. There's a gentleman in Oklahoma that actually got arrested for doing this when he was speaking out against this particular AI data center that's being built under Project Mustang. And I wanted to play this for you and just give you some of my feedback, because a lot of people have asked me, what do you think of what went on here, since I have spoken at some of these hearings and every now and then I have gone over by a few seconds. Do you think he was asking to get arrested? Do you think he deserved to get arrested? So I'm going to play it and I'm going to have subtitles. Do keep in mind, the audio that you're hearing is not audio that came straight from the microphone. This audio is just the audio from the PA system in the room. It's not directly from the mic. So I've done my best to clean it up a little bit, and I've also listened to it and tried to put subtitles according to what I think he is saying. So my apologies for the quality of the audio.
Yes. Thank you. Darren Blanchard of Claremore.
Please don't start my time. Well, start.
Stand here.
I know. I'd like to talk a moment about compliance, specifically compliance with the Open Records Act. I was a compliance officer for about a decade, so I know a thing too about rules and regulations. And I got news for you. There are major concerns about the public process in Claremore. I filed a few records requests with the city and the county, and it's amazing what I found. First, I'm going to talk about what compliance looks like. I filed a records request on January 8th asking for all communications with third parties that characterize, summarize, or profile citizens who have asked about public records or who have filed records requests. Basically, I asked for a Claremore watch list. I didn't know what to expect, but I received an email record from October, courtesy Megan Froman Knight, sent direct to Lauren Harvey of Build Infrastructure, saying there was a Brighton citizen who inquired about the Shell LLC Bill uses to acquire property. To Ms. Froman Knight's credit, she did not name this person, but she provided Ms. Harvey with identifiable traits of this person, including where she lived, what she did for a living, and what her family's role was in this community.
Shame.
She even assessed this person's threat level, engaged her motive for Project Mustang, and also found that she was active in the Project Clydesdale hearings in Tulsa County. Now, I'm saying she. How do I know it's she? Because I've been living with the meeting minutes in Tulsa County from July, and I'm going to list all the names that spoke at that meeting. I can look up those names and see where they live. Shayna Atkins is on that list, and she lives in Broadus County. Did I guess right? Wow. But I have a follow-up question. I'm on that list, too. So what's my threat level? Do I give you, quote-unquote, heightened concern? Should I be worried? Mm. City Council? Mm. This is alarming. Mm. This is beyond Ms. Froman Knight's scope of duty. The Claremore Industrial Economic Development Authority has a fiduciary responsibility to the public, not to build infrastructure. Yes. And this act of overreach is putting the health and safety of members of this community at risk. Quite frankly, this is embarrassing, it's disgusting, this is absolutely shameful. And I ask you to place Ms. Froman Knight on administrative leave so you can figure out what the hell is going on.
My time, okay?
On the other spectrum, non-compliance, I put in another records request on January 29th, asking for all city contracts, including any signed with organizations or businesses that have been sanctioned by the United States Treasury Department, specifically the Office of Terrorism and Financial Intelligence. The response I got back was, quote unquote, no records exist. Seems like a good answer, but that was a bad move, my friend. Mr. Fury, you signed an NDA in early 2024. That was with IPI Partners. IPI was rebranded as Field Infrastructure. What's interesting, just a couple of months ago, IPI Partners was in the news, not in a good way. They were cited in an enforcement release by the Office of Terrorism and Financial Intelligence for knowing that he said financial funding from sanctioned investors. Now, I'm reclaiming my time. Now, this sounds like a bad thing. Because you said no references. No, where did they do it? It's time to find him. Right here, black and white.
Here's my process. Sir, please respect the talking.
was Neil's
response? Could you please?
Y'all don't want to work with terrorists? What's going on?
Please take care of it. Please take
care of it.
Tiana Atkins of Caroline.
On what grounds?
Is there only one ground?
Can you get my phone, please? Can you get my phone? Can you get my phone?
Okay, we just need everybody to sit down. We need to get through the meeting so that everyone can talk.
But you can make a note that they let their guy speak before we go longer with
our best. Okay. In order to get through this, it's going to...
So let's dig through this. Around 2 minutes and 37 seconds, he says, I'm not going to put that on my time because there's a pause. Everybody in the audience started applauding, and as a result of that, he lost some of his time. So he let them know before his time was up that I'm not going to include that section of my time, letting them know that they may go over, and offering the people in the city council an opportunity to say, hey, by the way, applause counts in your time. You're not going to be able to go over. That didn't happen. He continues speaking, and it looks like from the timestamps, at 3 minutes and 39 seconds, he says that he's reclaiming his time. At 3 minutes and 34 seconds, someone says his time is up. And at 3 minutes and 39 seconds, he says, I'm reclaiming my time. What does this mean? If you are a congressional representative or a senator, and let's say you're given 5 minutes to speak because they have a lot of items to get through in the day, and let's say that the witness that you're speaking to starts interrupting you and talking over you, or somebody else starts fucking with you, you're allowed to say, I'm reclaiming my time. So if you have 5 minutes to question a witness, and the witness starts interrupting you or talking over you, you're allowed to say, you look at the chair and you say, I'm reclaiming my time, because that time where you were interrupting me or you were interrupting me is not supposed to take away from my time. So he was trying to apply something that you see happening in Congress to a city council meeting, and there's different rules for people on the for the citizens speaking at the city council hearing than there are for people, members of Congress. And yeah, big surprise there. At 3 minutes and 51 seconds, someone says, time's up. At 3 minutes and 55 seconds, someone says, respect the process, twice. And then at 4 minutes and 5 seconds, since he's still talking, somebody says, please take care of it. And once somebody says, please take care of it, that's when he puts his microphone back in, makes it obvious that he's not going to be speaking anymore, and the police start walking up to him. He asks if he could present his records to the city council, so he has all of his papers. He walks over, and at 4 minutes and 41 seconds, you hear somebody say, arrest him, from the table. I'm guessing that was one of the members of the city council, at which point you see that he gets arrested and taken away. And the thing to understand here is, if you have somebody who's screaming, I am not leaving, I am not going anywhere, there's no way in hell, that's one thing, because that is actually a threat of trespassing, you're just fucking with the process. It's another when somebody's like, you get 3 minutes. They went for 3 minutes and 20 seconds or whatever. Again, they said his time was up on 3 minutes and 34 seconds, and he put the mic down at 4 minutes and 5 seconds. 4 minutes and 5 seconds, he put the microphone down. So you're talking about he spoke 31 seconds over what he was supposed to. And I've been to right to repair hearings where the people on the pro side have went 30 seconds over, and something like this didn't happen. Now, I think this really does require that you deconstruct the situation and try to understand context. Once they finally said, please take care of it, he puts the microphone back, which is obviously means that he's not going to continue to speak. He doesn't try to antagonize the crowd anymore. It's obvious he just wanted to finish his 3-minute speech that he had allotted that he was not able to finish because of the crowd overwhelmingly applauding. And one of the things that you should ask yourself in the city council at that point is, if the entire room is erupting in applause to the point where he's not even able to finish what he is saying, is there something to what he's saying, and are you bettering the community, and are you actually moving things forward by pushing for that man to be arrested for trespassing? I'm pretty sure that if you dig through every piece of testimony that I've ever given, just because I'm a motor mouth, I've probably gone over by 15 or 20 seconds before. I've never been arrested. And I think that when you look at the actual video, he is not some sort of person that's like screaming, ranting, he's going to get violent on people, he's not going to leave. He very obviously just wanted to finish his sentence and what he had to say. And then when he finished what he had to say, get out. He wasn't trying to be somebody who was on purpose obstructing the process and keeping it from going forward. So to arrest him because of this is absolutely fucking disgusting, in my opinion, and a travesty of justice, which you see happening at a lot of these city council hearings. hearings where people are opposing AI data centers. And again, the entire thing that bothers me about this is I'm not anti-data center and I'm not anti-AI. I'm anti-doing things in a shitty or corrupt way. And this is like, it just so happens to come hand in hand. Correlation is not causation, but the Venn diagram of fucked up things occurring on city councils or fucked up things that mayors and city councils are doing and these giant AI data centers getting installed is not really a Venn diagram at this point. It's just kind of becoming a circle. What gets better is that to even get this footage of all of this happening, when somebody had filed a request for it, they were billed, or quoted, I should say, not billed because they didn't pay, they were quoted $1,750. I believe was $1,750 was the final total, and she said she would never pay $1,750 for records that are public records. The footage was later obtained by another requester for $120. When Rodriguez asked the city why the price differed, she said she was told it was likely due to differences in the requests and that no one was available to discuss it further. Imagine that. Nobody available to discuss it further. Imagine that. And Taylor, the mayor's not even available when they decide that they are not going to move forward people's petition, and the director of community engagement is not present, and the one person that's left to hold the bag is only able to read a prepared statement that doesn't actually answer anybody's questions. This is starting to get really annoying. And like, in my opinion, if you have, even if you disagree politically with the opponents of the members of the current city council, just the fact that they feel comfortable arresting somebody because they went 20 or 30 seconds over while they were speaking, when it is very obvious, again, like I've been around people that are about to do some sort of, you know, rah-rah fight, I'm going to make cause trouble and everything. That's just not it. Blanchard's attorneys have framed the arrest as retaliation for protected speech. Following the arrangement, Cardi said, "We feel that he was arrested unconstitutionally against his First Amendment right to petition his government and to free speech. That's also under the Oklahoma Constitution. We feel it's a retaliatory arrest because of Mr. Blanchard's activities of records requests to the city." I agree. The question I think everybody should be asking is, what message is the city council trying to send by getting people arrested for going 20 to 30 seconds over in their testimony? How often has somebody been arrested for going 20 to 30 seconds over in their testimony? And if they have not been arrested for going 20 to 30 seconds over on every other issue, then why are they getting arrested for going 20 to 30 seconds over on this issue? Start digging. I did a lot of digging for that Taylor data center story that I went over on the channel. This took a lot of digging and a lot of time. This was a lot of work finding all the stuff over here. And unfortunately, I'm not able, I just don't have the time to do that for every single city in the United States. But I really, really hope somebody takes the time to do that for this city. That is fucked up. Let me know what you think in the comments down below. That's it for today. And as always, I hope you learned something. I'll see you in the next video. Bye now.